Okay, welcome to Live from the NSYNC Asylum. I'm your host, Paul Kitchen. This is episode 48, March the 5th, 2024. And as David Lynch might say, looking out the window, it's hot, it's sunny. All right. Glad we established that. I released a new single recently, and I threatened to explain it in a podcast. Instead, I went ahead and recorded a quick video and put it up on YouTube, but I'm not going to put that in here. I'm just going to try to fake it again. Recently, I've been working on a new album. And every now and then I'll get bored and I'll, because I've been working on it for a bit, and I'll trail off or go look for something else to do. And I was working on a recording I did in around 1995 or so, a re-recording of Raped, which is on Trip Note Volume 1, the original version, which is the late 70s. Maybe 79, I don't know, might be 80, but interesting tune. But in 99, 2000, I put out an album called A Matter of Time. But prior to that, I was working on a similar project called Old Friends. And I think during this time was when I was switching over from different you know, recording systems, DAWs, reel-to-reels, and all that. Old Friends, around 95 or so, was still 8-track reel-to-reel, but I was using timecode to hook my 8-track up to a sequencer. And at the time, I believe it was Logic on the PC, even though I did start with Logic on the Mac. I think at this point it was the PC, and then at some point Logic became Logic Audio on the PC, and then it went away entirely when Apple bought eMagic, whatever year that was. So fast forward to 2020, when I put out Pot Shots from Over the Hill. That included a number of songs that I refer to as retreads. And those are songs that originated on 8-track for the most part. Some of them originated in Logic Audio, but most of them were 8-track without time code. So I had, you know, at least something I could detect the tempo and didn't care about the MIDI information coming in. 1995, when I was doing the reel-to-reel with the sync to a sequencer, for the most part, vocals and guitars or live drums were on the 8-track. And on the keyboard, the sequencer were keyboards or sequence drums, drum patterns, drum machines, and that kind of thing. And when I was working on Raped, that was one of the ones with time code, which I've always had a bit of a trouble with trying to figure out what to do with them, because the tempo is in the time code on the audio reel-to-reel. So I have that, but I also want to bring in the MIDI that I exported from Logic. And normally when I do that, I go into Logic and clean up. I actually can start Logic on my PC today in 2024, which I should not be able to do. But I can, and I don't really do anything. I don't listen to it per se, even though I at some point had figured out how to do that as well during the Fighting Gravity album. But when I go in there to clean up the MIDI, back then I would loop parts, I would copy and paste parts and all that. So in order to clean it up for export, you have to turn the loops into real loops, real content, not a automated loop. And you have to glue together all the different parts, all the different loops into one seamless track. And then I can export all the different MIDI tracks in a MIDI file. And the trouble I've always had is bringing them into, you know, I have Cubase here in 2024 and I have the 8-track open. And I may or may not have detected the tempo. I can see in Logic what the tempo was way back when, 30-some years ago. But getting the MIDI, and even if I have a tempo track and I have it detected, getting them to work together and for it to sound right has just been a pain in the ass, I tell you. But somehow if I keep messing with it and keep starting over, and I even wrote it down recently, trying to figure out the process that actually worked ultimately. And so I had done that with Raped, and I said, what else did I do around that time? And I looked, and it was the collection of songs called Old Friends, which I talk about on YouTube. And so one of the other songs on there was playing on the radio, which I had done a number of times. And this one was the basic track. It was recorded in October of 1995, October 30th. And then what I did was I brought it into Cubase, imported the MIDI out of Logic, got it to work, and then overdubbed late February this year. And I added drums, bass, an acoustic guitar to this recording. So enough of that. I'm going to make you either like this song or hate this song by the end of this podcast, but that's pretty much the theme of this podcast, Playing on the Radio. And here is Playing on the Radio, the new single, 2024. Just came out in the last week, and there's a video up on YouTube that you can watch. It's kind of interesting. Or it's awful, whatever, however you want to look at it. But here it is, Playing on the Radio 2024. Check it out.
In the middle of the night.
back. And that was playing on the radio, the new single, updated in 2024, basic track 1995. So pretty much 30 years, but 29 years, I guess, mathematically that would be. And the song itself, I actually wrote it, and the first version of it that I recorded was in 1984, and it was on a collection of songs called Petty Tyrant. And some of those songs are available on the different volumes of Trip Note. But this, that was finished in September of 1984, so 11 years before the basic track was recorded. And all the songs on Petty Tyrant were recorded between April 30th and September 29th of 1984. And this is the very first version of playing on the radio that I had actually remixed and thought about putting it on one of the volumes of Trip Note, and then decided no, because I just had released an updated version on Pot Shots from Over the Hill. So, as I've said before in this past podcast, there's no rhyme or reason for it. I admit that. But if anybody could do a podcast on the song playing on the radio and all the different versions of it, there's only one guy. And hey, I'm doing it. I don't have any handcuffs on or anything. So here is the 1984 version of it. And you may have to crank it a little bit to hear the beginning of it and the end, because it's got some sound effects at the beginning and the end. But this is playing on the radio 1984, 40 years ago, from a collection of songs called Petty Tyrant. Check it out.
Too many years playing each part, tapping the air.
And we're back. And that was playing on the radio, the 1984 original recording of it that I did, a demo, whatever you want to call it. From September of 1984 was when Petty Tyrant, the album, collection of songs, was finished. And a couple years later, here I come again, and I think, well, I can do that better. You know, whatever my logic was, if there was any logic to it, let me see if I can pull it up, because I did not pull that up. I'm sorry. It was on a collection of songs called Vital Signs that was finished December of 86, so a couple years later. And that was a good collection of songs with some re-recordings of some stuff and a couple covers. And was there anything new on there? Embrace the Night was probably new at the time, I think. But playing on the radio at that point, up until 2020, when I kind of did the retread version of it for Potshots, was, I think, the best version of it. And this is playing on the radio, 1986. This album was finished in December of 86. And it was the track that I pulled into Cubase many years later and worked on it and added guitars and redid the drums and stuff like that, which I will talk about in a second, in 2020. But this is the 1986 version from Vital Signs of playing on the radio. We'll be right back. That was the 1986 version of Playing on the Radio from Vital Signs. And if I hadn't made you hate the song yet, I'm going to try one more time. In 2020, I put out an album of what I consider retreads, revisiting a lot of my old songs and playing along or editing and subtracting, adding and subtracting. And so Playing on the Radio, it says here, the basic version, which we just heard, was recorded April 4th through 6th of 1986 and October of 1986. And then I brought it into Cubase, transferred the 8-track reel-to-reel to digital. I added keys and drums in April and May of 2018. And then in 2020, I added backroom vocals, bass, guitars, and drums in September of 2020. So this is the Pot Shots from Over the Hill version of Playing on the Radio. And I think that's all the versions I have of this. I'm sorry, I only have four. And this is the one that do you hear the clip of every podcast that I do, the Pot Shots from Over the Hill version of Playing on the Radio from 2020. Check it out.
Newborn stayed up at night.
we're back. That was playing on the radio from the album Pot Shots from Over the Hill, which is out there streaming everywhere, where you can download it. From 2020. And that is all the different versions I have of playing on the radio. You heard the 2024 version, the 2020, the 1986, and the 1984. And that's going to have to do it, folks. Spring is showing up here soon. We're going to change our clocks soon. A little bit more sunshine or a little less darkness, whatever you're into. And please take care of yourself, and let's hope for some people to wage a little peace out there instead of all this waging war. And I guess we'll be talking politics pretty soon, unfortunately. But take care of yourself until the next time.
And a life free of suffering. All you want is happiness. And a life free of suffering. Happiness. No suffering.
Thank you for listening to Live from the NSYNC Asylum, brought to you by Starfish Real Estate, helping buyers and sellers in Vero Beach, Florida for over 17 years. For more information, visit livinginvero.com. For more music, visit paulkitchen.com.